Now, we're going to head to Cove in County Cork and say goodnight to our man there, Jim Wilson. How are you doing, Jim?
Derek, great. Absolutely great.
Now, you've got good news for us. Tell us.
I have great news. A lot of our listeners will be familiar with Harper's Island Wetlands by now. We did a full-length documentary on it not too long ago. Well, our latest addition to our educational offering is live streaming YouTube channel from the wetlands. We actually managed to put a camera out on the wetlands and it's streaming 24/7. I think you'll have the link up on the website.
I can bring it up right now, Jim. Brilliant. I can actually play it behind you so people can get an idea of the sound and what's going on there.
Yeah,
so this camera is focused on all the birds that have come here for the winter months for refuge and in search of food. Where have these birds come from?
Oh, they've come from all over Europe. A lot of them would have come from places like Scandinavia, Eastern Europe. We even get birds from Iceland turning up for the winter at Harper's Island Wetlands. And of course, it's not a zoo. So when you log in and have a look, it might be very quiet. But that's often when the birds are out on the mud flats in the surrounding area doing their feeding. And they come into Harper's Island, particularly at high tide. But there's usually birds there all the time. But high tide is when we get lots and lots of them coming in. And so for the next week or so, the high tide will be throughout the day. You can look up the tide times online quite easily. If you look up tide times for Cove, you'll find the high tide time, and that's good enough for Harper's Island, and that's the best time to log on. You should be able to see and hear lots of our wetland birds live on YouTube.
Now, who's responsible for this? Well, I mean that in a good way, by the way. Who's responsible for this?
it's a group effort, Derek, like everything we do at Harper's Island. Of course, Cork County Council, who are owners of the site and have been developing the site in conjunction with Birdwatch Ireland and the local Glowntown community, they're all responsible. But we have a core team who are particularly interested in doing technical stuff like the webcams. You may be familiar with the San Martin webcams we had all summer. We've been doing that for a couple of years, where you could watch the trials and tribulations of our San Martins in the nesting bank. But we decided that the San Martins all head for Africa in August, early September, and then there's nothing. So we said, maybe we'll try and put a camera out on the wetlands. So Thomas Willenda and Jim Summers and my son Peter put their heads together, and we came up with a nice camera, and we had to get cables that would be okay underwater because we had to run the cable out across the wetlands. So we did all that, set it up, and with a little bit of technical wizardry on behalf of our group, lo and behold, we managed to get it up and running, and we're using solar power to power the camera. So fingers crossed we don't get 2 weeks of dull cloudy weather, but we're very hopeful that it will hold up. And you're not just getting the visuals, you're getting the audio as well. And the audio quality from the camera, we're very surprised how good it is absolutely fantastic. So even if there isn't anything to be seen, such as after dark, as I say, the camera rolls 24/7.
It's great, because when you sent me the link the other morning, which was nice and bright and early, I was still in bed, and the link came in on the phone, and I turned on YouTube, the YouTube channel on my television. I was able to Chromecast it straight over, so I was able to watch it on the TV from the phone. It was terrific, I have to say.
Nice.
So if people want to have a look, all they need to do is go to the RTE Mooney Goes Wild website, and we've a direct link there. It just makes it easier. Click on it. You can read a little bit about it. You can listen back to Jim's documentary. If you want, while you're actually watching it, you can listen to the documentary about Harper's Island. It's very immersive, I have to say.
That's great, Derek. You know, that's exactly what we want. We're very excited because the water levels were incredibly high after all the rain in the last few weeks. And so all you were seeing really was water. But now that the levels have dropped back down again, you're seeing lots of activity there. Like at the moment now, there was widgeon and teal feeding on the salicornia seeds right in front of the camera. And sometimes we'll move the camera because we have the ability to move it remotely. If we see something else that would be interesting for the viewer or the people who are logging on to have a look?
And we can tell people now that on January 2nd, 2026, can you believe I'm actually saying that? I can't believe, where's the year gone? Where's the last 58 years gone in my case? But at any rate, on January 2nd, from 3 p.m. in the afternoon, we will have a special programme about wetland birds. So we'll be at Harper's Island Nature Reserve. Jim will be there, Niall Hatch, Terry Flanagan, hopefully Declan Murphy, and maybe even Eric Dempsey. It'll be a Moonygoes Wild production, and we'll have some pictures to back it up that we will stream on the website so people can get an idea of the birds we're talking about. Really looking forward to it, Jim, I have to say.
Yeah, I'm very excited, Derek. Obviously, you know, when you work with children and animals, the unexpected can happen. But weather permitting, so long as we don't have one of these crazy storms coming through, there will definitely be birds. And no doubt there'll be plenty of birds for us to talk about on the day.
Rule of threes, Jim. Children, animals and Moonygoes Wild team members. Anyway, thanks very much indeed, Jim.
No problem, Derek, anytime.
We'll talk to you again, and don't forget, all you have to do if you want to have a look at this live stream from Harper's Island Wetlands Nature Reserve in County Cork is to visit the Moonygoes Wild website, rte.ie/Moony. Let's have another little listen before we move on. Lovely sounds from Harper's Island Wetlands Nature Reserve, a place you're very familiar with, Richard. You've been down there, haven't you?
Yes, I have indeed. It's a wonderful place. It's a place of sound at this time of year. Sound is terribly important. It's just as good and better indeed than sight in these dark days.
I thought you were going to say better than the real thing and burst into song. Anyway, Niall Hatch has joined us. Now, it's not a Birdwatch Ireland reserve, but the Birdwatch Ireland local branch are the ones who put that camera up.
Oh, they are, and the local branch of Birdwatch Ireland have a very major role in administering and looking after the reserve and doing counts there and showing people around it. It's a Cork County Council reserve. It's their property, but Jim Wilson, of course, who, in addition to wearing many other hats, he's also been involved for many years with the Cork branch of Birdwatch Ireland, and it's his brainchild. It's something that he was passionate about for years and years, and it's a great feather in his cap.